Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
VTubers, derived from virtual YouTubers, are online entertainers who use a virtual avatar generated using computer graphics, often controlled anonymously using motion capture and other virtual and augmented reality technologies. VTubers typically have fully fleshed out backstories and lore to accompany their personas, ranging from pop idols to Satan herself, and create content that spans any and all genres, from commentary to gaming to karaoke. In 2016, Japanese developed Kazuna Ai debuted on YouTube, coining the term VTuber. Within just 10 months, she amassed over 2 million subscribers, paving the way for what has since exploded in popularity, with over 10,000 active VTubers across the globe amassing over 1.5 billion views per month by October last year alone. My name's Anthony Padilla, and today I'm going to be sitting down with VTubers to learn the truth behind this elusive yet rapidly growing world. Will VTubing continue to remain niche as it gives an opportunity for these unique personalities to express themselves in a way they never could before? Or will its exponential growth into mainstream culture dilute any charm that ever made it special? Have these VTubers unlocked the secret to reaping the benefits of being an entertainer while maintaining a private lifestyle? Or do they remain anonymous as society's devastatingly microscopic scrutiny of those in the spotlight proves far too overwhelming to ever cope with? Hello, Nyanners!
Hello!
Zen!
Hi.
Iron Mouse!
Hello!
Thank you so much for coming on here and teaching me about the world of VTubing.
Well, thank you for having me.
What do you consider yourself? A VTuber? An eternal, soulless, anonymous entity?
I am an eternal being, but also a VTuber.
An immortal entity that is a VTuber.
VTuber.
And you go beyond just the visual avatar. You actually completely mask your voice.
Yes.
Are you typing? Is it text to speech or is it speech to text to speech?
Speech to text to speech.
What does being a VTuber entail?
Someone who expresses themselves on the internet using a digital persona.
Can it be anything? Does it have to look a specific way?
The most common one is just the anime style. I've seen all sorts of different avatars. Like there's a gun VTuber.
Literally a gun.
Yeah, literally a gun.
Okay.
The other day, I found a f***ing lamp.
A f***ing lamp.
And he turned on and off every time he would speak. Anything can be a VTuber.
Can you describe the motion tracking and facial expressions that go along with expressing yourself through your avatar?
People use all different kinds of software to capture like their facial movements. Some people use webcams, other people use just phone software. Mm.
So you have face tracking. Do you have like something with like jiggle physics tracking going on right now?
A what?
Jiggle physics.
You mean this? Perchance, maybe so.
What draws you to being a VTuber rather than having like a traditional face cam setup?
It's the security and the privacy, and I guess it's just the general idea of being anime.
It allows people just like this unique creative outlet that they maybe wouldn't otherwise have due to things like anxiety or disabilities or just any general life circumstance.
How would you describe what it is that you do specifically?
I make a lot of shit posts. I usually play games.
I typically stream on Twitch, and I also have a YouTube channel. Nerdy anime waifu content.
All of us weebs down here in Weebland are so into the waifu content.
You're a weeb too?
I mean, I'm like surface level weeb.
Well, maybe one day I can help you become a degenerate, a proper one.
It's like primarily gaming. Sometimes I do like just chatting streams where I just chat with everybody and watch stupid videos together and comment on them.
Rate toilets and stuff like that.
Yes, this is an amazing toilet room. I'm an expert on that.
Why do you think that you've amassed such a huge following?
people must have been mistaken and entranced by me, and somehow I must have tricked people into continuing, so it's all a huge mistake.
You feel like maybe you're not deserving of the attention that you have?
Sometimes I'm like, man, what the f*** is wrong with you? Why are you still here? I'm such a f***ing wreck! I'm a train wreck!
Especially during such tough times, people really want to get their minds off of how scary the world is right now and just kind of enter a world of like funny and unique cartoony stuff.
How long have you been a VTuber?
I started in 2018.
I was dabbling in it for the past couple years, but I didn't actually have a proper form like this until just last year in July.
I started in 2017.
You're one of the ancients.
Are you calling me old?
I'm just calling you eternal.
Listen, I'm only 6,669 years old. I'm not that old.
Not in the grand scheme of things, no. That's only a fraction of the universe's existence.
I haven't put a grain of rice in the ocean. Does that mean anything? What the f***?
Can you detail your avatar and the lore behind it?
Well, I am a dragon. Half human, half dragon.
I'm not actually a cat. Don't tell anybody this. This is a big secret.
You better keep your mouth shut, okay? It's a secret between us.
I'm some kind of horrible eldritch abomination that has assumed the form of a cat because I want to lure people in, but in actuality, I'm horrible and I'm trying to end the entire world.
I feel a false sense of security right now.
I am Satan!
I am sitting down with Satan herself, and I know this might not be how you initially thought she would look, but here she is, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between, Satan.
Thank you very much.
Some might consider your content like off the wall, quirky, with a transcript from one of your recent videos that I will be reading verbatim.
Oh no.
Boobs, tits, badonga, honga, longa, hongas, gazongas, opi, sweater puppies, cleavage knockers, milkers, fun bags, breasticles, bowling balls, melons, udders. How well do you think that represents you?
Those were words that came directly from my heart. That was a very serious topic for me.
Did you expect to become so hugely popular when you first created your persona?
I guess it's never really hit me like there's a lot of days where I still can't comprehend it.
Like the number on the screen is just a number that doesn't really translate to the idea that those are actual human beings out there in the world?
Yeah. It's such a crazy thing to see day in and day out.
Have you ever been able to take any kind of moment to let that soak in?
If I do that, my brain would explode.
Do you ever wish that you were recognized more in your everyday life for the content that you create online?
No. Anytime people find my videos, I am extremely embarrassed.
Greetings, madam. May I please gain access to thine coochie?
Have there ever been any moments in your life that have been taxing to have a separate identity?
I have a very distinct voice. So I'm always worried that people, that if I talk to somebody like on the phone, they're gonna be like, are you that anime girl on the internet? And I'm gonna be like, no.
People come in and they're like, this girl isn't real. She's just a cartoon. I may look this way, but I'm still a person.
Do you ever feel any nervousness around the idea that maybe your face tracking / avatar software will glitch and your real face will show through?
I double checked 4 times.
Is that a fear that's still in the back of your head sometimes?
Always.
All the time. I was always afraid. Now I don't have to worry because my tech won't do that.
Do you frequently get people begging for you to do a face reveal?
All the f***ing time! Every stream I ever do, oh, face reveal! Or like if I post a video, they're like, face reveal at X amount of subscribers, please!
That's not something for you to decide.
Some guy was like, oh, show your face! Show your face, I bet you're a guy! I'm like, okay, fine, I'll show my face, show me your wiener.
Your face is as private to you as that man's wiener?
Hells yes! I think a lot of men now don't really care.
No, men don't give a shit about their wieners. They'll show it to anyone, even people that don't want to see it.
What a world we live in!
Reality. What's the most ridiculous theory that you've ever had about your identity?
Most people think that I'm a man with a voice changer. I like to respond to those comments, and I like to say, yes, I am a man, and I have a 10-inch dong. I do. It's very large, and you can't handle my wiener.
Does that just completely defuse them, or are they into that?
Some people are into it. Some people get disappointed when they realize that I was lying.
I really wish that you could do the dong reveal someday.
Someday maybe, but not it won't ever happen on Twitch or on YouTube. It would have to happen somewhere else.
Do you ever plan to do a face reveal?
Never! Why do you need to look at my face when you can look at this beautiful anime girl? So cute and sexy!
You've recently opened up about your health issues and everything that you've been dealing with. Can you get into that?
It goes hand in hand as to why I became a VTuber. I was born with a genetic condition called a CVID, which means my immune system sucks balls. I am susceptible to infections of the bacterial and viral kind. And my body doesn't properly produce antibodies to fight against those infections. So I am... It's affected my life in such a way where I got to a point where I got so sick that I couldn't really go out, and I was bedridden, and my contact with people was very limited, and I was very lonely, and I felt like I couldn't really be a human, and I felt like a creature. I guess that's kind of why I still refer to myself as a creature, and I've had to isolate myself, and I've been isolated in my home for quite some time. I feel like I've been locked away for so long, and since I started VTubing, it kind of like brought meaning to my life again, and it transformed my life. I felt like a human for the first time.
Do you feel more yourself when you're expressing yourself through your avatar than in your offline world?
I have never felt more myself than I have in this body right now. I feel like I'm at a place where I can finally be proud and happy of who I am, and finally allow myself to feel happiness and to be excited about life, because it was really rough for a second.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
There.
You've gone through so much. You're still going through so much, and yet you're still so bubbly and fun, and you're able to bring this energy that just makes everyone in the room feel better. But just how you're able to perceive the world without letting all of that hold you back. I feel like we can all learn something from you.
Thank you. That's very kind of you to say. Thank you very much.
Before we continue learning about the world of VTubers, I want to let anyone new here know that I've covered a few other topics that may appeal to the weebs among us. I'll place a cute little link up in this corner for I Spent a Day with Cosplayers, Anime Voice Actors, and Anime Cafe Maids, along with a link in the description for the newly audio-optimized version of I Spent a Day with Anime Voice Actors if you want to listen to that as a podcast. And I'd also like to thank our sponsor, Adam and Eve, for our continued partnership that allows us to continue this series and support all the ridiculously beautiful people who help make this series possible behind the scenes. As many of you know, they've been supporting us for a while now and have allowed us to cover topics like I Spent a Day with Famous Cam Girls that we probably wouldn't have been able to make it all without their help. Adam and Eve, of course, is an online retailer for erotic gifts, and they donate 20% of profits to help fight the spread of HIV around the world, which is really f***ing cool. That, paired with their 90-day no-hassle return policy and their 24/7 customer service, you really can't go wrong with what feels oh so right. I was honestly so surprised when I first browsed their website and I saw they offered some incredibly useful products like rabbit and wand massager. Couples, which are way more well designed than one might imagine. They even offer, which seem like a novelty, but let me tell you, they're not just fashionable, but also very, very comfortable. And to top it off, in celebration of Adam and Eve turning 50 this year, yes, 5-0, they're offering everyone 50% off one item and free shipping in the US and Canada when you use code PADILDO at checkout. And once again, mostly just because they're the only sponsor that's let me get away with using this promo code so far, go to adamandeve.com and use code PADILDO at checkout to get 50% off one item and free shipping in the US and Canada. Some exclusions apply, of course. But hold up, 1 minute, okay? Because I'd also like to thank Bright Cellars for sponsoring this episode. Bright Cellars is the wine service that helps you find wines you love while making wine more accessible to everyone, regardless of your experience in the wine world. Whether you're completely new to wine or you've been drinking it for years, Bright Cellars pairs you with unique wines using their insanely accurate algorithm. All you gotta do is take their 30-second quiz and they'll pair you with half a dozen wines that fit your very specific taste profile. I'm personally a sucker for white wines on the sweeter side, and I have absolutely no shame in it. Okay, this is a judgment-free zone. We agreed upon that when you clicked on this video. They paired me with some of the tastiest varieties I've ever had, and that's no joke. Their sommeliers also include the stories of the wines they source, which helps you understand why you like the wines you like, which is super great in expanding your knowledge too. And to top it off, Bright Cellars is now offering premium, sustainable, sparkling, and biodynamic wines to their members that you'll hopefully enjoy just as much as I do. And for fans of this series, they're giving you 50% off your first 6-bottle order from Bright Cellars by clicking the link down in the description, or you can just go to brightcellars.com/Padilla. That's brightcellars, CELLARS.com/Padilla, where you can take their 7-question quiz to get your wine matches and receive 50% off your first 6-bottle order. Now back to the world of VTubers. What do your friends and family think about you being a VTuber?
Nobody knows.
Whoa, really? It's completely hidden from the other parts of your life?
Yeah.
They think it's really great and they're so supportive of me. My mom especially. She's always like watching my videos and she'll message me on Facebook when she sees a new one. And I do feel a little bit embarrassed when she watches certain videos because I can really go off the wall, but...
She gets it though. She hears monkey, monkey, monkey come and she says, that makes sense to me.
Monkey, 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 come.
It was a very hard and awkward and very difficult conversation to have when I had to explain to my family why I yell in my room all the time. They're like, why are you always screaming, specifically at 10 at nighttime? I don't understand.
And how did that conversation go? How did they take it?
It was hard to explain to them because they're not really like well-versed about internet stuff. As a matter of fact, my dad just learned how to Google the other day, and he was like, I Googled your name, and I saw a lot of strange things. And I'm like...
Has being a VTuber ever affected any of your relationships?
The fact that all of these people, they come and they watch my streams, and they actually, like, care about what I have to say, which is such a bizarre feeling for me because I'm not really used to just speaking and being heard because growing up, I didn't really talk much. I was a really shy kid. And with this, I've been able to just kind of like come into my own, and that's given me a lot of strength in my day-to-day life.
Do you constantly feel that pressure to keep one-upping yourself and kind of like make sure that people don't stop watching you and forget about you?
Honestly, that will happen one day, and I'm already prepared for that.
How did you prepare for it?
I have a bunch of beans.
Beans?
Canned beans.
I gotta take a tip or two out of your book because I'm always afraid that my career is just gonna flop on the ground and I will be left with nothing. If I had a bunker full of canned beans, I would actually feel a lot more confident in my day to day.
You got backup plan.
Gotta have backup beans.
Maybe some Roman.
Like anything on the internet that brings anyone any kind of joy, VTubers have kind of faced some negativity, some criticism and judgment from people outside the community. Why do you think that is?
People don't like what they don't understand. There's always gonna be somebody that doesn't get it, and that's okay. It's fine. In their mind, they're like, you know, they're like, why? Why do people watch that? You're not a human. Yeah. Why? It's confusing. But that's okay, because confusion is good. Because confusion comes curiosity. And curiosity brings knowledge. And knowledge
that's
brings
right.
understanding. And understanding brings amazing fun time.
Very well said. I agree, 1,000%.
I'm stupid.
I know we weren't planning on this, but I actually have a surprise for you.
For
you,
me?
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Boo!
Ah! Oh my god! Oh my god! You look so cool!
I feel like I'm actually here with you right now.
You are here with me, silly! You're Animo now!
What are those, like, flames?
This is Wisp, and this is Whisper. They are parts of my being. my favorite part of my being right here. This is my confidence in everything that I've ever liked about myself. Whisper, not so much, but I need them both in order to be me.
That's beautiful.
Oh no, he's hot!
I want that jacket.
This is a much better response than when I did my fursuit reveal and I spent a day with furries. Hello.
People are gonna think you're a pet.
Holy shit, you look great. Ah! You can do a nosebleed! That's like 20 anime boners.
Say something mean to me.
What? Oh.
Say something mean to me now!
You smell.
What? You can smell me?
Yeah, I have a nose.
I showered 3 days ago.
3 days ago?
Yeah, 100 days a year. What the f did you just say to me?
You wanna throw down?
You wanna go?
Oh.
You gonna meet me outside?
I'll knock your freaking block off.
I'm gonna knock your freaking block off.
I was just joking, please.
I feel like I really need a way to just kind of relax. You know?
420?
420 bitches!
Oh, no. Would you like me to embrace your legs?
I was trying to see if you would get the name.
Wait, what? I can't read. And the knee! You can tell that I never finished school because I don't know how to read.
This is all thanks to the Art Gun, the incredibly talented artist who brought Anthony to life. Back to flesh and blood, Anthony, I guess. What would you say to anyone who is in the comments right now angrily typing something to shame VTubers?
We just wanna have fun and connect with people just as you would. Like, if VTubers just aren't for you, then that's fine.
Move on. Not everything on the internet that your eyes see need to be something that's specifically catered toward your desires.
Yeah.
Won't you come to my chat and say it to my face, please?
What do you think the biggest misconception is about VTubers?
That we're men using voice changers. Some are men using voice changers, but not all of us, you know?
They don't all have 10-inch dongs like you.
No. I'm very special.
I'm very well endowed. All right, you got 5 seconds to shout out or promote anything you want directly into camera. Go.
Give to your local charities.
My YouTube channel, Nyanners, but also I want to say I love you, Mom.
What's up, mother? Just watch me on Twitch and on YouTube, please. Thank you.
Seeing a mother come out of this mouth, delightful.
I wish my parents would find me delightful.
The mother. Is that your dad?
Of course my dad my mom all the time. You better subscribe to his channel right now. If not, you're gonna be in deep trouble and you're gonna come into my hell room and be a prisoner!
You don't wanna go to her hell room, trust me, I've seen it. Yeah. It's dank. Thank you so much, Nyanners. I feel like I understand the world of VTubing just a little bit more.
Thank you so much for having me and for listening to me.
After spending the day with these VTubers, I've started to wonder if I would enjoy any part of content creation or entertainment more if I had anonymity and a character persona as well, due to the judgment that's so closely linked with internet culture. In a world that so frequently inundates us with reasons to be unhappy, who are we to blame these VTubers for pursuing a career that they're passionate about? See you later, bye guys.
Press a like.
Ooh, it's dark. I'm gonna go get my popcorn, hold on.
Go get it and bring some for me, even though I can't eat
it. I have none, I mean.
Oh, don't worry, I'll pretend.
Sorry. Your mouth was just 2 frames back and forth real quick.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.